What a wonderful day to be alive. Well, let me say, firstly, Happy New Year. And like what Pastor James said, this is the second day of the year. But I want you to know, your eyes close, your eyes open, your eyes close, your eyes open. Very soon, January is past. How many of you realize that? My message for the first Sunday is found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 14. And the title of my message is Live Life Forward. Let's read that passage together. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But one thing were gained to me, this I have count loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. If by any means I have attained to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your words that is ever true and ever needed for our life. This morning, Lord, I ask, anoint your servant as he bring forth your words of God. May our hearts be challenged. We ask this in Jesus' name. My message is live life forward. Life must and can only be lived forward, even when you do not understand what is happening. How many of us are in that place? I don't understand. And sometimes when we don't understand, we get stuck. We get bogged down and we are trying to find meaning and understanding. And what happened? Life just continued. And very soon you will wonder what has happened in this year. You can only live life forward when you don't understand. And you don't understand what is taking place and you wonder what is next. But when you live life forward, this is one thing I can let you know through my own experience. When you live life forward, understanding what will follow. Then you begin to see, wow, the good hand of God was in my life all the time. Even though I don't understand, but God is working. Because he has said in his word, the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. That he is busy preparing the step ahead of you and your next step. Live life forward. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Apostle Paul. He was a man who has lived life forward. We know that he has a very dynamic conversion on the road of Damascus. And you know, he wrote several bestsellers. He traveled widely. He spoke at several conferences. He pioneered three churches and he did three mission trips. Nothing stopped Apostle Paul. He was always going forward, moving forward, living forward. He was shipwrecked three times. One time is too much. Two times, You don't want to try. But he was shipwrecked 3 times, and he spent in the water where he was shipwrecked for 36 hours. I don't know about you. I have problem trying to tread water. How many of you can swim? But this man, Paul, 36 hours he was in the water. And then he was in and out of prison. He was stoned. He survived. Even the viper beat him. Yet, he survived and he lived life forward. How many of you like to watch Harrison Ford? The Indiana Jones of Hollywood. Let me tell you, before Harrison Ford, the Indiana Jones, Apostle Paul is the Indiana Jones of the first century. Nothing. He is unsinkable, undefeatable, unconquerable, unstoppable, unbendable, undeniable. He was the man who lived life forward in fullness, making the best of time, opportunity, and life. You need to live life forward in 2022. You want to be like Apostle Paul? Live life forward in fullness, maximizing the time, seizing every opportunity, achieving more than others, and getting more out of your life. Paul, how do you live life forward? With everything that comes upon you, what is known and what is unknown, what is certain and what is uncertain, how do you live life forward? He showed us 4 attitudes of how you can live life forward in 2022. He said to us, if you want to live life forward, you need an attitude of no refund. Say with me, no refund. There are places when you buy something and you don't like it, you go back, you queue up and get your refund. I wonder how many people return their Christmas gift for a refund. But Paul was a man who lived life forward with no refund. He has invested his life in Jesus Christ. He has believed in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he has put his life in Jesus Christ. He has invested his life in Jesus Christ. And he's not disappointed in his investment. And he wants no refund for his life. Apostle Paul said, the price I pay, what I have to give up, the sacrifice I make, the choice I choose daily, they may all seem like loss to me. People may say to Paul, are you sure in what you are deciding? Are you sure you're making the right choice? It may seem loss to me. It may seem loss to others. But one thing I know, I gain more of Jesus Christ. You see, if you want to live life forward, you must not look for refund. You must not look for refund. In verse 5 and verse 6, this is what Paul said. I have to give up my career as a Pharisee. I study under the best teacher and the best university. I have to give up. I give up my position, my prestige. I give up the hatred for the church. I give up the zeal, my religion, my self-righteousness of act and work. I give all this up when I compare to what I gain in the person named Jesus Christ. Folks, whatever you have to give up in 2022, give it up for Jesus, because your gain is greater and greater than your loss. Many times, we only see what is in our hand. We don't realize if we are really to give up and release to God with an empty hand, God can put better things in our hand. Say amen to that. So Paul said, I live my life with no refund. You need to live forward in 2022, looking for no refund. God, I have loved, but I have not loved back. People have not loved me back. Have you ever felt that way? Say it with me, no refund. I have forgiven. People have not forgiven me. What do I want to say? No refund. I want no refund. I have trust and people have betrayed me. No refund. I have worked and worked and worked. It seems that nothing is getting out of the work. No refund. Why no refund? Because everything I did it unto who? The Lord. And if you do it unto the Lord, He promised to what? He promised to reward you. What reward do you want? Reward from human or reward from God? Come on, who wants reward from God? Put up your hand. You see, many of us equate reward in terms of money that is in the bank. That's how many of us, we think of prosperity as money that is in the bank, how much money we have. But I'm telling you right now, when you are at my age, the best reward you can ever have is what I call good health. Good health. What is all the money when you go to Kelly's and buy the biggest lobster and all the sashimi and all the good food if you cannot have the health to eat? Amen? The biggest reward, the greatest reward that you can have, whether you are at my age or at your age, is what? Good health. And I want you to know the Bible tells us very clearly the ability to eat and drink, and even your work is a gift of God. God, I want no refund. Live your life not looking for refund. Apostle Paul, you have lost so much. You give away so many things. You love and trust so easily. Do you want the refund for all that you have given and done? His answer is no refund, because in Christ I have gained much and much and much more. Apostle Paul, do you want refund? His reply is no refund, for as for me to live is Christ, to die is what? Is gain. To Apostle Paul, to follow Jesus Christ is the greatest decision. To invest his life in serving Christ or in others is the wisest investment. To place his life in the hand of God is the safest place. To live his life for Christ is the greatest gain. How about you? How about you? Do you want to live your life forward? Live your life forward by giving God your life, your job, your business, your money, your family, your home, your children, your hope, your dreams, and your ambitions to Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you, when you give it to God, it is the best investment and the greatest investment and the wisest investment. And you will know one thing for sure. I want no refund. No refund, because in Christ you gain much, much, and much more. How do I live my life forward? I look ahead and say, God, I want no refund. We sang the song, His mercy is new every morning. That's why I'm looking for God. No refund. But every morning, I'm looking for new mercy, new grace, new opportunity, new strength. Because I know that in you, it is much, much more. Live life forward. Don't look for refund. Amen. The second thing Paul said, not only I don't look for refund, no regrets, forgetting what is behind. Some people live life with these four words: if only, should, should not. These four words. These four words are words of what? Regrets. People live life. If you want to live forward in 2022, you cannot have these four words playing in your mind. Because if it plays in your mind, it will play in your heart. And if it plays in your mind, in your heart, it will play in your action. It will play in what? Your confession. And this is how you will live a life of regret. Then living life what? Forward. If one of the most used words for regret, if I could wind back the clock. Have you ever said that to yourself? If I could do things differently, if I could make a different choices. The second famous word for regret is if only. If only I was born in a different home. If only I had gone to a different school. If only I had married a different person. If only I had made a different choice. If only I have a different face. Look at your face at the mirror and be happy with what you have. That's all you are. You can have the maximum makeover. But I'm telling you, it is here that needs to change. Say amen. Not here. Here. If only. Another word for regret is should have, should not have done this. Should have taken the risk, should not have taken the risk. These are words of regret. We all have regrets. Who don't have? Put up your hand. And most of us regret that we were not the best student. I'm one of them. And I tell you when I regret about not studying hard. It's when I sit down with a specialist and they give me the bill after they see me. I look at the bill. I should have studied harder. Or when the tradesman comes to my house and fix my problem and he give me the bill, I should tell myself, should have gone to TEF. We all have regret not studying hard enough. You know, not being more assertive, not saying, not having the power and the boldness to say no when we should have said no. Not having self-discipline, not taking more risks, not spending quality time with family. Regrets, we all have. Regret is living life with the real mirror. When you go into your car and sit there as a driver on the driver's seat, you find that the front windscreen is much, much bigger than the rear mirror. How many of you realize that? There is a purpose for that. Because life can only be lived what? Forward. That real screen is for you to learn from your past and not regret and get stuck in the past. Life can only be lived forward. And when you look at the big screen, the big glass that is before you, you look at it and you live life forward because up there, out there is God's plan for you, and He has a great future. He has a great plan for you. But if you are stuck looking at the rear mirror, you are not able to live what life forward. You've got to believe our God is a redemptive God. In spite of your foolishness, in spite of your disobedience, in spite of you doing your own thing, yes, there are consequences. Yet I believe that God is redemptive. Even in the worst of worst happening in your life. Today, I call you to live life forward. Trust God. No regret. Give time for God to work out your next step. Regret means you get stuck. You are not going anywhere. And the world is passing you. The days are passing you. The opportunity are passing you. But if you say, God, I don't understand. I'm not going to regret. I'm going to keep on walking, trusting you. And as I begin to walk and trust you, God will unfold his hand. God will unfold what he can do for your life. Live life forward. No regret. Apostle Paul, do you have any regret? No regret. But what about the things you have to give up? What about the difficulty and the struggle? What about the stuff that you have been through? The loneliness, the headache, the misunderstanding, the betrayal, the accusation, the cause. And to Apostle Paul is no regret. He lived life forward. Apostle Paul, do you know what you are missing out? What would your life be if you just swim with the current? What would your life be? Cozy, comfortable, all set up for you. His reply is, this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. Simply his reply is, no regret. He did not look back at his life with regret. He only looked back at in his life and said this, I am what I am by the grace of God. That's how you should live your life. You look at your life and say, I am what I am by the grace of God. But if you are caught up with regret, you won't be able to say, I am what I am by the grace of God. How about you? Do you have regret? You know, the trouble with most of us, we always remember the wrong thing and forget the right thing. Somehow, in this brain of us, you know, it's like a filing cabinet. And we allow those things that are wrong, that are no good, to be in the cabinet. And we go to the cabinet and we look for those things that actually cause us to regret. We should shake them, get rid of them, and go to those things that excite our heart, that give us faith, give us hope, give us love, that say to ourselves, God, I don't care what has happened behind. I don't care what has happened in the past. But one thing I know, I look forward, I live forward, no regret, because I know in you, the good hand of the Lord is redemptive over me. No regret. There was a woman in the Bible by the name of Naomi. If you ask her, Naomi, do you have any regret? You know what she's her reply? I have plenty of regrets. She left. With everything, she returned with nothing. She lost her husband, her son, her joy. Then when she returned home, they call her, that is Naomi. She turned around, don't call me Naomi, because Naomi means blessedness. Call me Mara. My life is bitter. She was a woman with lots of regret. Lots of regret. And she accused God, the Lord has made my life bitter. She lost her hope. I went out full and I come home empty. Life is how you see things. How many realize that? If you want to live forward, how do you see things? If you see things bad, it will become bad. If you see things worse, it will get worse. Life is how you see things. Because how you see things is what you will say and what you will do. If you say die, you will die. Life is how you see things. And so she looked at herself and she see herself and say, I have a lot of regret. But she forgot the roof that was with her. Her daughter-in-law was better than 7 sons. Folks, regret is when you see what you lost. Faith is when you live forward,
looking for what God has prepared for you, because you are willing to what? To lose it. That you may what? Gain it. I challenge you to live life forward in 2022. Go back to this filing cabinet. Go back there and search the promise of God. The prophetic word spoken over you. The plan and hope for God for your life. Remember them and do not let it die with regrets. And then in the same cabinet, shed the if only, the should and should not have foul. Remove the resentment, the unforgiveness. Delete all those rubbish that ain't going to help you to trust God to live forward. Delete those things. They're going to pull you down and make you regret more and more in your life. Because if you don't do that, then I'm telling you, regret will poison and control and ruin your life. The third thing, Paul said, if you want to have an attitude to live forward in 2022 is no retreats. Verse 13, reaching forward for those things which are ahead. How old was Apostle Paul when he wrote Philippians? 60 years of age. He wrote this epistle in prison. He was not stopping. He was not slowing down. He was not taking a back seat. He was not relaxing. He was playing as if his life is that he will be out of prison tomorrow. He was thinking of going to Spain. He was busy writing letters, evangelizing the God, and he was active whether he's in or out of prison. You see, Paul has this vocabulary that is in his mind and in his heart. The vocabulary called retreat is not in him. He has only this in him. This action, direction called what? Forward. His direction is one of forward, because he realized that when God gave him the armor, just that you have an armor, there is no protection where? No protection behind. How many realize that? The armor is for you to wear to go what? Forward, not to retreat. So Paul realized this. Look, if I'm going to live life, I'm not going to ask for rebate, refund. I'm not going to ask for, I'm not going to live in regret. And one thing for sure, I ain't going to stand where I am. I'm going to move what? Forward. No retreat. It's the vocabulary that is in Paul's life. For he knows the only direction is to live forward. This means your direction for 2022 is what? Live life forward. Live life forward. No retreat. Moses and the people was at the Red Sea. God spoke to Moses, and this was the word that may shock us of us. We are people who pray. And here God tell Moses, stop praying. The only time that God has tell his people, stop praying and go what? Go forward. Joshua stand at River Jordan, and the water was flowing. God told Joshua, get the priest with the ark, stand in the water, and then get the people to what? To go what? Forward and possess the promise. You want to possess God's promise for you? You want God to work something great and something good in your life, then you need to move what? Forward. You need to live forward. David, when he met Goliath, he ran where? Not sideways, not retreating. He ran forward without fear to face Goliath. I'm telling you, you want what God to do for you in 2022 is that you need to live your life forward. No retreat. And let me tell you, here is the word of God for you in 2022. Live life forward. Live life forward in your spiritual life. It may mean a time of prayer, reading the Bible, serving the Lord and others. And if you're not gone to the powerhouse this year, make a start to go to the powerhouse. If you don't come to prayer meeting this year, make a start to come to the prayer meeting. And a good start for all of us is Sunday, 10 o'clock is Sunday service. Make a good start, live life forward, come to God's house before 10, ready and prepare to worship Him and hear His word. And if you are not involved, this is a good time to live life forward spiritually and get involved. How about live life forward with your personal life? If you are taking a course, I encourage you to finish it. If you are thinking of studying, I encourage you to go and study. Live life forward with your personal life. Some of us may say, God, you know, we write a resolution for this year. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to lose some weight. I know there's a fastest way of losing weight. You know what's the fastest way of losing weight? Fall sick. But that's not what you want right now. So it means the only way to lose weight is what? Self-discipline. Whatever you want to do for your personal life, can I encourage you this year, do it. How about your marriage? If you are thinking of buying your wife a diamond ring, there's a 50% discount in a lot of shops. It's not the size, it's the heart. Do it. If you are planning for a second honeymoon, do it. Write a note, give a hug, and kiss her. How about your relationship with others? Well, I'm telling you, after the service, start a conversation, make the phone call, smile, listen, speak positively, you know, and make the connection. This word for you may not be very spiritual, but it is very practical. No retreat. Live life forward in 2022. No retreat, no slowing down, but live life forward and do it now and not tomorrow. So, how do you live this year? No what? No refund. What is the second thing? No regrets. What is the third thing? No retreat. This is how Paul lived his life. This is how Paul lived his life. And now we come to the final one. Is this what called no retirement? In verse 14, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, he was living in his life. And his life was very near. He may not see tomorrow. His days are numbered. And he knows that any time he may die, he may lose his head. But one thing he said, I'm not going to give in, I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to retire, I'm pressing towards the mark, because this is his life motto. No refund, no regret, no retreat, and now no retirement. One of the most frequent words I heard from Christians who are discouraged and weary and disappointed, serving the Lord, busy plowing and sowing and watering, and then they don't see much result. I retire. I have done my part. I serve, I give, I sacrifice, I retire. Now it's for others to take over. Let me tell you about. There is enough reward in heaven. There's enough reward in heaven. Don't say that, oh, I give other people a chance to get reward. There's more than enough reward in heaven. No retirement. As I say to you, if you want to retire, then get ready to go home. If you want to retire, get ready to go home. That should silence most of us. You know? I mean, if I retired, I want to serve you, I go back up there. Yeah. Like Apostle Paul, no retirement. No retirement. He said, I'm pressing towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. I'm not earthbound, I'm heavenly bound. I'm not looking back, I'm not looking around, I'm looking up. I'm not looking down, I'm looking up. I'm looking upward, God's word and heaven word. Like Apostle Paul, while you have breath, there's no reason to retire. Say amen. You can pray, you can give, you can speak, you can call, you can write, you can serve. You can sing, you can share, you can cook, you can build, you can help. You can lead, you can encourage, you can bless, you can worship, you can praise, you can offer thanksgiving. While you have breath, there is no reason, there is no need, no purpose to retire, but to live life, what? Forward. Why you're all so silent when I say no retirement? I am 66. I'm going to be 67. This means 70% of my life has been following Christ. I have sacrificed time, sleep, career, money, pleasure, rights, opportunity, dream for Christ. But I'm telling you right now, no refund. I'm not asking God for any refund. I have no regret. I am not retreating. I'm living life forward and no plan for retirement. Pastor Kara, no retirement. John Paul, no retirement. Ivor Gua, no retirement. Jack Tan, no retirement. All you sitting here, no retirement. Say amen today. We have been praying since our AGM, praying for someone to succeed me. And to me, finding someone is very important, the right one. I'm pleased to announce that the selection committee and the church board has found someone to replace me. And it will be a 12-month journey. But I want you to know, when I'm replaced, I'm not retiring. This is my family, this is my home, this is my house. I can still serve. I don't have to be the senior pastor to serve. Tomorrow, I can stand at the door and be a usher. Tomorrow, I can be in the kitchen and serve. Tomorrow, I can do whatever my hand is able to do. Because to me, I do not need a position to serve. I live my life. God, I serve you with whatever is before me. No retirement, Pastor Kara. No retirement, Andrew. You're too young. And if at my age, going to be 67, I said no retirement, Those who are younger than me, don't think about it. Because there are still many life, many energy, many opportunity in you. I have no plan to retire. I just want to be refired. I have no plan to lie on the sofa with a remote control in my hand, changing the different channel. I have no plan. I plan to serve God. Amen? And also to cycle. That's what I plan to do. How about you? Old men like me cannot retire. No chance for those younger than me to retire from serving God. Some of us should start practicing and using what we have learned all these years in 2022. Turn your head knowledge to heart action in 2022. Here is how you live your life in 2022. No refund. Invest your life in Jesus Christ totally. No regret. Deal with your past. Leave them behind. Look back only with thanksgiving and see His grace at work. No retreat. Press on. Reach for and live life forward. Lastly, no retirement. No retirement. I look for the upper taker. I do not look for the undertaker. I look for God and serving Him with my life. What are the four key words, key action? What are four attitudes to live life in 2022? First is what? No what? No refund. Second is what? No regrets. Third is what? No retreat and no retirement. Why don't you stand up with me this morning as we come to the close of our service? Open your hand to Him. Open your hand to Him. The God that the Apostle Paul believed is the same God that you and I believe. And this is how Paul said, I live my life. This is how you should live your life. Live forward. Do not allow the fear of what is ahead, the pain of what has happened, to make you stuck in where you are. This morning, dear God, I do not want any refund. I have been disappointed, I have been hurt, I have been let down. But Lord, I do it as unto You. I'm not asking for any refund. You are my rewarder. I ask You, God, give me good health that I may serve You throughout the days of my life. Dear God, as I go through my memory cabinet, God, I'm going to shed all those things, the past, the pain, the disappointment, the hurts, the bad experience, Lord. I'm going to get rid of all of them. I want to stand before You as a brand new page for You to write the story of Your grace over my life. I'm going to deal with my past, leave them behind, and I'm going to see and just thank You for Your faithfulness and Your goodness and Your mercy. God, I'm not taking a step back. I'm not retreating. In faith, I'm pressing on. I don't understand, God. I don't understand why, oh God. Why does some of this happen to those that love you, that trust you? God, it's not fair. It looks as if it's not right. I don't understand, God, but I'm not retreating into my shell, into the hole of self-pity. I'm going to press on, trusting you, believing you, that you, oh God, has prepared great things for me, that the day ahead is brighter than the day past. That each day as I go forward, the sun shine brighter and brighter, oh God. And Lord, I ask for new grace and new strength. No weariness, no slowing down, no retreating, no retirement, God. I ask you, give me strength that I will be able to serve you with joy. Yes, Lord. We are singing this song that I'm going to pray for you all.